It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We're getting into Mosiah chapter 2 right now. And Mosiah chapter 2 is so, like, we could spend so much time just in Mosiah chapter 2. We could spend the entire week. We could then spend the whole week in Mosiah chapter 3 the next week, and then the same one in Mosiah 4. King Benjamin's records are so awesome. It's like the coolest Nephite general conference talk. Like, seriously, it's so good with so many principles here. What I want to do is get you into Mosiah chapter 2 for a moment and just start you off with where these people decided to go. In fact, even back at the end of chapter 1, it talks about how everybody gathered themselves together to go up to the temple to hear the words of King Benjamin. And then in chapter 2, verse number 1, they gathered themselves together that they might go up to the temple to hear the words which King Benjamin did speak unto them. They went there to offer sacrifices, to thank the Lord for the goodness of their lives. Verse 5 is a wonderful verse. Many of you are familiar with this. It came to pass that when they came up to the temple, they pitched their tents round about, every man according to his family, consisting of his wife and his sons and his daughters and his sons and their daughters, from the eldest down to the youngest, every family being separate from one another. So you got each one in kind of their own little home there. And they pitched their tents round about the temple, every man having his tent with the door thereof towards the temple. Cool little principle right there of always looking to see where you've got your tent facing. And I remember as our kids were growing up, we would often set up a tent in our basement facing the TV, and you would watch General Conference that way. Just this idea of always facing towards the temple is such a cool concept. You can know the direction of your life by where your tent door is facing. Again, I think it's a cool little principle here, probably not the main one here, but it's just a cool one to show you. Facing the brethren, facing the prophets, and facing the temple. Great little principle. Now, another cool little thing right here, just in the couple verses right here, verse 7, for the multitude being so great that King Benjamin could not teach them all within the walls of the temple, therefore he caused a tower to be erected, that thereby his people might hear the words which he should speak unto them. And it came to pass that he began to speak to his people from the tower, and they could not all hear his words because of the greatness of the multitude. You know, he didn't have the technology and the internet and all of the wonderful things that we have now. They did not have that. You know, the mic and the PA system. Didn't have any of that. Therefore, he caused that the words which he spake should be written and sent forth among those who were not under the sound of his voice, that they might also receive his words. You know, every time after General Conference, I always have a seminary lesson where we talk about General Conference. And for one reason or another, I do have some people that could not watch conference. Maybe they had to work, maybe they were traveling, or they were out of town. And the cool thing is there's always the opportunity to go back and review General Conference because of the words that have been written. And it's so cool to be able to see them. As I'm showing them the written word from conference, they're just like, oh, I didn't hear this the first time I watched it. I know for me personally, I will sit and watch General Conference. My tent is facing the TV as I'm watching General Conference, and there are still things that I miss out on. So I am grateful for the written word that comes back that I am able to study for the next 6 months. In fact, in some ways, I know that people sometimes will miss watching General Conference. I think what could be of most value is the studying of that word for the next 6 months. So I am grateful that it is written down for those who didn't get a chance to hear it at the time. Now, I love the end of verse number 9. King Benjamin basically tells them, he says, open your ears that you may hear, and your hearts that you may understand, and your minds that the mysteries of God may be unfolded to your view. You know, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, how the scriptures that we have help unfold the mysteries of God to us. So King Benjamin's like, I'm about to give you guys some wonderful understanding on the mysteries of God. Now, for the next few verses, he just says, look, I'm a man, okay? You guys know me. I'm with you. It's that prototype of a righteous king that I talked about a couple days ago. King Benjamin's like, look, you know me. I'm with you. I fought alongside of you. I've always been your servant. You guys know me. You know I'm not trying to boast of my strength. You know that I love God and I'm just trying to serve him. And then he gets to one of the greatest mysteries in the world. It's verse number 17, where many of you know this, where he says, when you're in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. One of the coolest statements out there. And it's one of the most well-known teachings of King Benjamin. I love it. Such a good verse on why we serve and our need to serve. I think in our excitement to get to that little phrase right there, we forget the very first part of this verse. Again, King Benjamin's here to teach the people about the mysteries of God. First thing he says in that verse, again, we often neglect this, Behold, I tell you these things that ye may learn wisdom. King Benjamin has brought them here to be able to teach them wisdom and knowledge. And he's just like, look, I'm going to tell you these things that you may learn wisdom. You may learn that when you're in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. And you know, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking back, there's this old, formerly known as Mormon message. It's called Lift. And you've got what appears to be a high priest group or an elder's quorum who is helping this particular woman out who needs help. And they end up helping her out for 7 years. She is not able to make it through her house very well and into bed and things like that there. And so these good men help her out. And in doing so, they are able to see themselves grow. There's a guy in this video that says something very powerful when it comes to service. He says, when we heal the soul, turning inward doesn't work. The triage of the soul is found in turning outward to other people. That idea of triage is where it's a medical term where when you come on the scene of an accident, you go and see what needs the immediate medical attention. And so as you serve one another, you see what parts of you need the most attention. King Benjamin's like, look, that is wisdom. So many times when our lives are struggling, we try to go, you know, we'll relax in certain ways. We'll sit down, we'll watch Netflix, and we'll have a pity party and invite our friends Ben and Jerry to that party with us, right? And life is difficult. But what happens is we turn outwardly and we serve others. That is wisdom. And King Benjamin's trying to tell the people, look, this is wisdom. And this is one of the great mysteries of the world. If you truly want wisdom, then you turn outwardly and you start serving other people. That's one of the greatest messages of King Benjamin. That is the wisdom that he imparts to them. One of the great mysteries of this world, and he unfolds it right here. And I am grateful for it, and I know that it is true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.